877-217-5757. And we're joined by another Mike, the Honorable Mike Johnson, James Michael Johnson, to be precise, from Shreveport, law school, LSU, and classmate of John Bell Edwards at Louisiana State University, where he also received his bachelor's degree. And he, of course, was a prominent member. We saw and heard him frequently during the impeachment proceedings in the House as a member of both the Judiciary and Intelligence Committees. And good morning to you, Congressman Johnson.
Hey, Jim. Great to be with you again.
Well, as I look at the New York Times today, not one, not two, not three, but four stories about what happened last Thursday night with the attack that killed an Iranian commander who was a bad actor, according to almost everybody involved, but obviously very popular in his home country. The general, Major General Qassem Soleimani, is gone. As President Trump said, he was terminated. The president's decision to kill the top security commander has resulted in a political dynamic, which, of course, means that this is the discussion point that has overshadowed impeachment. What are your thoughts about what happened last Thursday night, Congressman?
Well, we're in these are very consequential times, Jim. I just walked off the set, was just talking to Jim Sciutto, another Jim, on CNN live about this very subject, both impeachment and the Iranian situation, because they're sort of intertwined now. We were heading towards an impeachment trial in the Senate, and now we have this very pressing issue in the Middle East. Look, I will say this as a summary statement, that I fully support the president's action. We have not yet been privy to a full briefing as members of Congress because we've all been home for the Christmas holiday. We're headed back tonight, and first thing tomorrow morning, everyone will be gathered. I'm sure we'll get an intel briefing by the Pentagon and Joint Chiefs of staff when we return shortly after we get in town, where they'll give us, in a classified brief setting, all of the intel. But what we know, and what every American citizen knows, is that Iran has been among our top two threats for many, many years. They've been opposed to us openly and aggressively for 40 years. And Soleimani was effectively the ringleader of the exportation and support of terrorism around the region of the Middle East, and one of the top enemies and aggressors against the U.S. and our interests. Now, he was a bad guy, as you said. Taking him out, I think, makes the world a safer place, certainly in the long run. And we'll have to get through this short run, the aftermath of that. But I think, based upon the information that our top military officials and the president had, this was the right step.
877-217-5757 to talk with Congressman Johnson. The president has been making statements. He tweeted, "Let this serve as a warning, warning all caps, that if Iran strikes any Americans or American assets, we have targeted 52 Iranian sites representing the 52 American hostages taken by Iran many years ago, some at a very high level and important to Iran and the Iranian culture, and those targets and Iran itself will be hit very fast and very hard," all caps, "will be hit very fast and very hard. The USA wants no more threats," exclamation point. That from the President of the United States of America, who is a person who is backing up some of his bellicose words with actions. There's no doubt this was a bold move, and we wait to see what Iran will do in response. And some believe that Iran is scared. Others believe that they will react and take dramatic action, which would not be good for the country or the world. We'll talk about it with Congressman Johnson after this brief pause on Talk Louisiana. This is Jim Inkster. You are listening to Talk Louisiana, 877-217-5757. We'll go to the phone lines in just a bit with Mike Johnson, congressman from Shreveport, former state lawmaker, a man who is a member of the American Bar Association as a lawyer, as well as the Louisiana Family Forum, the National Rifle Association, the Council for National Policy. He wears his conservative credentials proudly, and he is backing the president on this strike in Iran. And this is an option that, of course, two previous U.S. presidents weighed, George W. Bush and Barack Obama, and decided against. Why do you think the president, this current one, Donald Trump, decided to pull the trigger? What are your thoughts about why he did something that his predecessors would not, Congressman?
Well, without revealing anything that's classified, again, if you just look at the headlines that everyone can see for themselves, the aggression that has been ramped up over the last several weeks and last couple of months from Iran against the U.S. and our allies. Remember that they seized the Saudi oil tanker. They firebombed the oil field in Saudi Arabia, which is a close ally of ours, an important one. They, of course, ransacked the U.S. embassy. And in the last 10, 12 days, couple of weeks, Soleimani, before he was taken out, was openly telegraphing to the world. He was issuing effectively press releases saying that they are going to strike the U.S. and our allies. So the temperature has been turned up. The president has been long-suffering. Contrary to what some of the Democrats in Congress are saying this morning, he has been very slow to act on these things and been very patient and has been trying, and with every diplomatic means and every other way, to get Iran to dial it down, and they wouldn't. Look, I believe in the principle, the doctrine of the idea that we maintain peace through our strength. A strong America is good for stability here and around the world, for everybody in the world. And if you show weakness, it invites aggression of bullies like Iran. The president took as much as he could take. We had Soleimani right there within our grasp. He was in Iraq for a short trip, and we had to take him out. I agree with the president's decision.
877-217-5757 for Congressman Johnson. Dan downtown. Dan, you're on Talk Louisiana with the congressman.
Yeah, Congressman, this Trump's action in Iran seem all too reminiscent of what Nixon did with his trip to Egypt during Watergate and Reagan's invasion of Grenada after the Marine barracks catastrophe. I mean, just got to gin up a distraction.
Is this a wag the dog scenario?
I don't think so. If it were not for all the factors that I just recited for you that all of us could see and that we've been watching these developments over the last several weeks and months, there might be some credence to that. But we've all seen this escalation. We've all watched it. And Iran is doing this in spite of what's happening here domestically with our whole impeachment charade and all the rest. They've been at odds with us virtually my entire life, Jim, for the last 40 years. I mean, every time we go to a top briefing by the Pentagon Joint Chiefs of Staff in Congress, we get in a classified setting. Since I've been in Congress for 3.5, almost 4 years, every time we have one of those meetings, they mention Iran as the top, within the one or two top threat assessments. So we've been watching them very closely. And as I said, the dial has been gradually being turned up, and we had to act, I think, irrespective of what's happening with impeachment and everything else.
You were 7 years old when the hostages were taken in 1979. Do you recall that time?
I do, vividly. I mean, I'm a child of the Reagan era. I was so grateful that he came and took over. And, famously, right after his election, we resolved that. And the reason we did, Jim, is because he also advocated, believed in, talked about openly this idea of peace through strength. And he showed a strong hand. It got their attention, and it resolved that conflict. I think we're in that situation again today.
Well, it was on inauguration day that the hostages were released, and the Iranians didn't like Jimmy Carter. He had an aborted helicopter mission that failed and killed, I think, five Americans who were en route to rescue the hostages. But Ronald Reagan won that election in part because of the embarrassment that America was, quote, being held hostage. This has a component in an election year, whether it is politically motivated or not. How do you think this will play with the American people?
I think that has yet to be determined. I think people are still trying to get their bearings. I've been home for almost 2 weeks for the Christmas holiday. All members of Congress have, and I've been out and about in the community in my district, and people are just they're just almost overwhelmed with the news cycle on a daily basis and how quickly things change and how consequential these times are for so many reasons. And I think it's difficult. Some people are just they seem to almost just be unplugging from it all because it's more than they can handle. That's just the times we live in. A week is like a year in past times in American history now. So things can change rapidly. We're going, of course, into this fateful election cycle this year, and we'll see how all this plays out. But I think the president and I think Congress, with a situation as serious as this one in the Middle East, I think we have to make our decisions not based on politics, but based on know, the safety and security of Americans first and our allies around the world. And I think that's what is going to happen. I certainly hope so. I hope that Congress will put aside the partisanship and unify at least on this issue. And we'll be pleading for that when we get back in town.
The president is planning at last word to be in New Orleans for the championship game between your alma mater LSU and Clemson, Battle of the Tigers for the national title. You can only imagine what a security nightmare this will be. The president is usually welcome, no matter who he or she is, to be at these kinds of events. But in this case, what do you think? Will you be there with the president if he comes, Mike Johnson?
I won't, because on that night we'll be very busy with congressional business on the 13th. We're back in the thick of it, so I won't be able to make the game. I did travel with him to the Alabama game when LSU beat Alabama at home this season. The game of the century, as no one remembers anymore, but it was number 2 versus number 3, and that was a big one. And I tell you, he was welcomed with overwhelming positive emotion in that stadium, and that was LSU and Alabama fans. They appreciated him being there, and it was a very memorable experience for me.
877-217-5757, Patrick in Innisfil Estates. Patrick, you're on Talk Louisiana with the congressman. Hi, Patrick.
Just a quick comment. I'll be real quick. Just a quick comment. I noticed the funeral procession for the Iranian general that was killed or, you know, executed. He's riding around in a Chevy Suburban. I found that ironic. He's in an American vehicle for his funeral procession. I didn't think they allowed that over there. Anyway, I just thought that
was ironic. Yeah, we make the best vehicles, too, on top of that. Yeah, as much as they hate us. The great Satan makes great vehicles, apparently. You tell Iran that.
Well, there are many Iranians in Louisiana, particularly in Baton Rouge, with the university being prominent. And I'm sure that there is concern about the safety of all Americans at this point, because it's the old law of physics. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And the president of the United States is in danger. The president's always in danger, but that would be something that would be absolutely devastating to our country and to the world if something terrible would happen to any president. But your thoughts about how dangerous this particular time is, Congressman?
Well, I don't think we can overstate it, Jim. I think the point is well taken that we live in a very dangerous world and a very dangerous time, which is why we have to be so thoughtful and deliberate about our actions and the show of military force. The only thing in so many places, in so many cases around the world, the only thing holding terrorists and tyrants at bay is the perceived strength and the actual strength of the United States of America.
All right, Gaston in New Orleans. Gaston, you're on with Congressman Johnson. Hi. Please be brief.
Hey, Congressman Johnson. I think often some folks forget about the history that we had back in the 50s when we overthrew their democratically elected prime minister and installed the Shah of Iran. I think we're losing sight about the big picture. And just
all right, does what happened before influence what is occurring right now as far as how Iran views the United States?
Well, I think so, but what we do know is that the Ayatollah today and the leadership today are open aggressors to the U.S. They're chanting death to America in the streets, and they have been consistently as long as we can remember. So the history is informative, but we have to deal with the facts on the ground as they are today.
Briefly, as we round the corner and head for the home stretch, Congressman, what about impeachment? Where do you think it is headed now?
Well, I hope that we will get a quick trial on the matter so we can dispense with this. I think it's a frivolous case, and you know where I stand on it. The sooner the better, and the quicker the better, in my view.
Next Monday, as in a week from today, Governor Edwards will take the oath for his second term as Louisiana's governor. You supported his opponent. Do you think the governor and an overwhelmingly Republican legislature can get along?
Well, I hope so. For the sake of this state, we are getting further and further behind our neighboring states and the rest of the country on almost every indicator, and this is not a game. I hope that John Bel Edwards will work with the Republican majorities in both houses. I hope he'll moderate his views, much like Clinton did on his second term, and that we can move the state forward. I pray that that happens.
Any chance that you may look at the 2023 governor's election?
I take every day, one day at a time, Jim. I've learned that my plans are not anything compared to God, so I don't try to get in the way of it.
Well, I think that's a yes, and you are a congressman in Louisiana, the way elections are structured. Congressmen have a free shot, and Mike Johnson would be a formidable candidate, son of a firefighter. And sometime I'd like to get the story of your father. I understand he overcame much in his life, and I'm sure he had a great influence on you.
He did indeed. His story is much greater than mine. I'd love to tell it sometime, Jim.
Let's do it next time you're with us. And Congressman Johnson, we may not talk to you before your birthday, but happy number 47 coming, 48 coming later.
48.
This month, 48 years old. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. Good talk.
Signature support comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Until tomorrow, for Matt Doyle, I'm Jim Inkster. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.